That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard, and we got Ranch Wrangler Kyle here. Good morning, Kyle. Try that again. Try it again.
Good morning.
There we go. I got to push the right buttons. And we got the other guys on the line. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And I'm going to try to turn my gain down just a little bit here and see if I can keep from blasting out here. And we welcome you this 15th day of December. If they said that, it'd be the Ides of December. We always talk about the Ides of March. At least Shakespeare did, but it's the Ides of December, right here in the middle of the month, that we welcome you. And thank you, Jason, coming up, getting the phone lines working. So we've got the phone lines open this morning, 307-745-5913, if you're up and about and have your Bible open and your coffee poured. But we're going to start out with a word of prayer. And Jason, would you do that, please, for sir?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask for your blessing upon this program, and we put on the full armor of God, having done everything to stand firm. We gird our loins with truth. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We put on the helmet of salvation, pick up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we pray and petition for the saints. We pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Grant to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And we pray, Father, that you deliver us from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil, the power of the dog, and all who hate us, and all that come against us. Those enemies that make an uproar against us, Father, we ask that you see to it that they become entangled in the snare that they set for us. Those that set and dig the pit for us, Father, let them be the ones that fall into it. And we just, right now, we call upon for a preliminary strike to strike our enemies who would come against us in the future. And we just ask, Father, for a special blessing upon the remnant across this land, and ask, Father, that you just pour your Holy Spirit out upon them, that you heal them, that you strengthen them, that you guide them and direct them. Give us wisdom, strength, knowledge, and understanding in these times that we're living in. We call for it to be done, and we thank you for it. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'll open it up. Kyle?
Well, I'm sure all of our hearts took a hit yesterday hearing about the school shooting in Connecticut. It seemed like when I heard about it, I was driving by that little school near you guys' house, Jason and John.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, well, it was heart-wrenching. You know, I know nobody in that school in Connecticut. Would never probably even heard of any of them before in my life, or, you know, in the past or to come. But I'm sure, as you guys did, what a heaviness it felt, you know, before the anger comes in, before the you know, the anxiety or whatever you would want to call it that comes in after that, it was quite sad.
Yeah, it was. It was a major blow to the solar plexus with hearing about that.
Yeah.
You know, and just been continue to try to, you know, if there are people out there, you know, which, who knows? I mean, we really don't have any idea if they are, but, you know, we've been trying to keep them lifted up in prayer. And, you know, I think in a situation like that, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard to get back to work once you heard that. Hard to focus on anything other than first praying for the victims and their families, and then praying against these demonic bastards that would do this kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
How many days ago was that Oregon shooting? Does anybody know?
Let's see. It was Monday or Tuesday, I think. I was down at the print shop that next morning, so I think it was Monday.
It just seems like these things are getting more frequent, and you know, I know that you know, we talk about these things. Me and Kyle were talking earlier this week, and he was telling me that, you know, the first reports on that Oregon shooting were that there was more than one shooter. You know, there was people that hurt other people out there, and it's you know, the truth gets covered up so fast. On
this one was the same way. All kinds of false reporting.
Yeah, you know, and some could be due to panic, but, you know, they're just, the word liar just comes up, you know. We're lied to all the time.
Yeah.
We don't learn from it, or a lot of people don't learn from it. They let people just, they let the media, they let the doctors, they let the government, they let them lie to them all the time. And even when they get caught, a lot of times, they let them lie to them again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, us as individuals have the same problem. We'll let people lie to us and lie to us, you know, and if it's about us, boy, do we get mad. But then we'll listen to that same liar say something about somebody else, and we'll accept it somewhat, you know, even though we already know they're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we already know our government lies to us as a people, as a nation. I mean, you can talk to anybody on the street about a lawyer, and, man, you mention them being a liar, and they'll agree with you 100%.
Oh, yeah.
But for some reason, they want to be lied to. They want to believe lies. You know?
It tickles their ears.
Yeah. And, you know, it's on a huge scale like this, and it's on individual scales, too.
Well, and I think 2 Thessalonians 2:10 does a pretty good job of explaining what's going on. It says, "And with all the deception of wickedness, for those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence, so that they will believe what is false."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and our people turn back on the truth as to be saved. So what happens? God keeps his word.
Amen. And he is righteous to do so. Well, guys, the phone lines are already ringing this morning. Let's go over to the phone lines. Good morning. And you're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, men. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing well.
Well, that's good. I don't know if y'all had heard this or not, but just it was either late last night or early this morning. There was a somebody walked into a motel in Las Vegas, shot the concierge, and then shot himself.
Yeah, it's all over.
It's happening too much to be coincidence.
Amen.
Yeah.
But well, those that are rubber shorter right now to pray for.
I think it's, you know, they're already. I read this morning that the White House gun petition reached 68,000 signatures this morning.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry. I missed that. I'm going to have to get off here so I can listen to y'all, but I just thought I'd bring that up. I didn't know if y'all had heard that or not this morning.
Thanks for letting us know that.
All right.
Have a good day. All right, sir. Yeah, they were. I flipped on the internet, I think CBS News or something, and while they were waiting for the a press report or something, that they go right to that. That we understand he had a high caliber 223 caliber rifle that if the Brady gun ban had not been rescinded, that it would not have been available to him. And when you read the story, he got a SIG and a Glock handgun that were his mom's, so he stole the handguns from his mother and went in and did all that. The rifle stayed in the car.
Oh, he didn't use the air?
No, it said it was still in the car. But one thing in the news report that this morning that jumped out at me was he was believed to suffer from a personality disorder.
Yeah,
you think? You think? And I know Jason's brought it up before, but to me, it just seems like that, you know, that's the world's way of saying he was demon-possessed. And they know it.
Demon-possessed or mind-controlled?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of that mind control thing. It's I mean, as stupid and as far fetched as Star Wars is or whatever, it's like there's a button that gets turned on and they're in that mode. Okay, it's my time to do this devilish deed, you know, for my big boss.
And it's not far fetched at all.
I know, but
they've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea how many years, but I know that they've been doing it for at least 30.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They've been doing it since the 60s. They've been capable of it and have been practicing it.
Right. And it's like, okay, wasn't there supposedly this guy in camouflage hiding in the bushes out by the school?
That they were handcuffed, and as they're leading him away, I had nothing to do with it, he's yelling. Yeah, I mean, that's the report you get, yes.
Yeah. You know, it's just weird stuff.
It is.
Stuff that makes you think.
Well,
I don't know if you've seen it or not, but when Obama came on the TV at 3:15, I didn't watch it, but I watched the video afterwards. And, you know, don't get me wrong, my heart goes out to the families that lost those children. But when you watch that news release from Obama, and he's faking wiping tears from the side of his eyes when tear ducts are in the center of your eyes, you know,
Well, on humans, they are.
Yeah, exactly. Reach your hand up, and if you wipe a tear, you're wiping it from the inside of your eye. He's just rubbing his finger towards the edge of his eye. And what's pathetic is, if you're heartfelt at the tragedy, you don't need a teleprompter, and you don't need to look down at your paper every 3 seconds, because you're speaking from the heart. Well, he don't have a heart, especially for our people. And he does, you know, you can tell all it is a speech that was written.
Yeah. Yeah, the news reporter has even said earlier, you know, we're when they knew that he was going to come out with it, was, oh, the problems and the turmoil that this presents to his speechwriters to make sure they convey the right, you know, attitude.
Yeah,
it's
joke.
Just, it is. Let's go back to the phone lines, guys. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, Richard. Andre here, Newtown, Connecticut.
Good morning, Andre.
It was. I don't have a lot of time to talk about it. It just. When I heard it, it just took my breath away. I just groaned. And what happened to the three men in the balloon vehicle that raced away from the scene? We
yeah.
were running all over trying to find them. And they came down my road. I don't know how I would have gotten across town from there to here, but there's a lot of ways to go on the back roads.
Yeah.
And not a word about that afterwards. Not a word.
Mm.
You know, not a word at Columbine about the other men that were seen on the scene and got in their car and left. You know, this is, you know, there's a lot of evidence that the Titanic was sunk intentionally because there were some very wealthy men on board who were bankers from Europe, and they were, they knew that this Federal Reserve thing was in the air, and they were coming to the United States to put an end to it. One of them was an Astor, and I can't remember the names of the other gentlemen. But there were some pretty distinguished, as they say, characters on that boat. And, you know, there's all kinds of evidence that Roosevelt knew about the impending attack in the State Department, and they were kept it quiet, and they didn't notify the men in charge out there in Pearl Harbor. And sacrifice 3,000 men to get into the war.
It's what they do.
Standard operating procedure with tyrannies.
Right. It is. It's what they do. I think it ties in with what Kyle said about the lying earlier. The government has lied. These people have lied so much that the people they're just used to it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just used to it. That we don't. You know, we think like sheep. They, it's been said before, you know, we're just figuring checkers out, and they're chess masters. And this is their MO. This is their standard operating procedure. It serves multiple purposes. One, it gets a sacrifice for their ungodly god, and it leads right into the agenda that they want to do.
Well, this, you know, this. They'll do anything to get the guns away from us. Okay? That's an all-out effort that's been orchestrated to do this. And all these things are just too coincidental, you know?
Yeah.
Men go and they kill children, you know? And they go into schools and, you know? And then the thing, of course, would be military personnel in all the schools or some nonsense like that. You know, what about volunteer trained parents to guard the schools? I think they have much more interest in protecting their children than a bunch of hirelings.
Yeah, you would think so.
They wouldn't consider that, of course. You know, we don't want to protect the children. We want to go in there afterwards and lament it. So this is standard operating procedure, and I believe that this guy was just like. A lot of other control agents who are mind control people who want to do these things and they're directed, and then when they see that the business has been accomplished, their handlers drive away. There were men seen at the school grounds where the guy went down there and shot 10 students in the head, and they got in their car and drove away. None of them got out of the car and came over and with a gun and blew the guy away. They just drove away. This is so typical with stories, and then you never hear anything about it again. The first report, I was at home at night within a half an hour after the Flight 800 was taken out of the sky with a missile. And I got a first-hand report from a man who, the Clammer, and his best girlfriend was camping out on Shinnecock area on the Atlantic Ocean. Watching the planes go out of Canada and they go up along the coast, and she watched the missile go right up into the plane, blow it to pieces. It was reported in the Texas news radio station at about 3 o'clock in the morning. A friend of mine was listening, and he said he never heard anything more about the missile. It wasn't even mentioned in this thing. But my cousin John called me in the middle of the night, just after this happened. He said, Uncle Andre, you're not going to believe what just happened out here. Somebody shot down a jet with a missile from the water. And you know. Now, if it was an accident, they cover up the fact that there were naval maneuvers out in the Atlantic over there. And it's possible it was an accident. It's possible. We don't know who was on that plane.
Right.
Or if they shot down the wrong plane or what. But in any case, there's always all these suspicious circumstances all around these things and parts of stories that just disappear.
Right.
You know, they added everybody in the country, you know.
Is what so they have is they have leech. Blood sacrifices. They sacrifice our people to their gods and
that's right.
for their agendas.
That's right.
And what the outcome is they get more laws, legislations, they get guns taken away from people, they get more control. And,
that's the whole point.
That's, you know, that's what they do. You know, if mm-hmm. our people could just get it through their heads that we are at war, then they'd be able to understand a whole lot more. I mean, just like you take what happened over there in Pearl Harbor. You know, that wasn't a surprise attack. It was a sacrifice. Our people, you know, the president at the time and the high-ups, they knew that those planes were headed for Pearl Harbor. Did they do anything? No, because they knew that if they had to have an attack and a slaughter to get the U.S. people to back them into going into the war.
Yeah.
You know, which is just like this. You know, there's going to be people out there that are going to want to say, oh, guns are a bad thing. If we didn't have guns in people's hands, then this wouldn't happen, which is an absolute lie.
It is.
But mm-hmm. it is mind control on a nation.
Well, you know what makes you mad? Is they don't follow those signs, gun-free zone. You know, maybe we need to have bigger signs or neon signs or something like that so that they know that it's a gun-free zone, and then they won't bring the guns into those areas.
Yeah. Well, Andre, we appreciate the call. The other phone's ringing. We'll try to get somebody else on the line.
All right, guys. I can listen this morning. Thank you. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, I like that idea, John. That's what they need, bigger signs. Bigger signs.
Let's neon signs.
There you go. Hey, thanks. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers, and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Radio Rant. This is Tom
morning.
In Texas.
Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear you all. Good morning. I was thinking about, you know, these are shootings that are happening. I heard this, you hear this term a lot, I think more and more these lately, is a zombie apocalypse. You know, you just consider the state of mind control or just the state of mind of these individuals with the, may well have handlers, they actually are zombies. You know, because if you were to just use the meaning of that word, just, they're just mindless creatures as if they were crash dummies, which may have handlers.
Absolutely.
For the system. You know, as if the people of the that are running the show are not demonic enough. Here's the crash dummy out to go do this, go do that. And let's, you get to think about what does this zombie apocalypse term actually mean? If it has a code there to it. I've heard that it has that esoteric meaning, like zombie is somebody that is ill-prepared, unprepared, and when something, you know, the worst-case scenario happens, that they'd be the ones that would not have, and they'd be just mindless monsters coming after your stuff if you did put stuff away.
Hmm.
But they just was reminiscent of crash dummies, you know, that are actually working, and you know, we already know the agenda is to get our guns.
Right.
I agree completely with you, Tom. I think you nailed it right on the head.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought I'd bring that one up there. That occurred to me last night. It's something that, you know, outside the box, I try to, you know, if you look inside the matrix, you know there's controllers that are within the matrix that make it. And, you know, like you said, they're chess masters, not checkers.
Right.
They're not playing checkers.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that with us, Tom.
Sure.
Have a good day.
God bless.
They've been preparing us. They've
yep.
been warning us for years.
They tell us.
Yep.
They have been. They tell us in their movies. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yeah, we are still being destroyed today. It goes on and says, because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being my priest. since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children.
Amen. That's the one that was coming to my mind.
And this is as a people. This is as a people, I think, that this applies. Because we are to be a nation of priests. We are to be a nation of his people.
They banned God from the schools. Why would he come and intervene?
Right.
But this is interesting. This is actual quote from Obama Nation. We're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this, regardless of the politics. Oh, what does that sound like?
That
doesn't matter what the House or the Senate says.
Right. Meaningful action. Yeah. Well, the phone lines are ringing off the hook this morning, guys. If it's all right with you, we'll go back there. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard. Calvin here.
Good morning, Calvin.
Morning, Cal.
I just want to, with a sort of a tear in my heart, to try to assure the folks that lost their precious children that there's a promise that is in the Bible concerning those little fellows and girls. And I'm reading out of Mark chapter 10. At verse 14, and that's when the disciples were trying to prevent the children to come unto Jesus to have his hands laid on them. And Jesus said, when he saw that they were trying to do it, he was indignant and said to them, quote, permit the children to come unto me, do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And boy, I'll tell you, that's a promise.
Amen.
Because these
Amen.
Children probably had not reached the age of accountability, from all of my study of the scriptures, means that they have a place and they are with the Lord now until such time, because God is the God of justice. He will not condemn anyone who has not been able to recognize sin and have to confess. So those parents can be thankful. And I would add that they should also consider giving their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for them, so that they can be with their little ones where they are now in the heavenly kingdom. And I think that's a great promise to those folks. That's some consolation anyway.
Amen.
And I still am praying for those folks. I think it is needful. And I'll say good morning, fellas.
Thanks, Calvin.
Bye.
Thank you. And we'll try one more phone line here. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
This is Dylan in Central Texas. Good morning. I don't watch TV. I don't listen to regular radio. And I go to the library maybe once a month to check my email. I don't read the newspaper. I don't have a cell phone. So this is the first I heard of these shootings. But I'm not downplaying the importance of this for information, but the news is really a anti-gospel. The news is the Word of God revealed to us in the text, available to us all, and through private personal revelation to the individual. And I do happen to know that many times more soldiers have been killed in the last 10 years that have been reported, and many, many times more people have died in natural disasters recently and in this last decade, too. And any good Christian should know when they send their children away, you know, a Christian man is the king, and his wife is the queen, so children of Christian parents, they're little princes and princesses, you know, and princes and princesses are worthy of armed guard 24 hours a day. And so whenever your children are not under protection of armed guard, something like this is liable to happen. And I know I pray for my daughter every single day. I pray for all almost every hour, it seems like, when I'm awake during the day, because I know she goes to public school. And and I know even when she's at home, they don't have no firearms. I do believe, I'm pretty sure. And so I'm just dependent on the Lord to protect her. And
that having been said, I wanted to mention something about this, you know, 12-12-12 just passed, December 12, 2012 just passed, and pretty soon it's going to be January 1st, and there's going to be a whole lot of people, there's going to be a whole lot of people saying, oh, we're still here, a whole lot of Israelites. What I understand from the scriptures, I could be wrong, but there is text, such as in John 17 and one of the places that says that none of God's lambs will be taken from his hand. And the Bible does say none can deliver from God's hand. And those that are gods are gods. And there's a lot of Israelites who believe in prophecy, that there is prophecy, and prophecy does come to pass, that things are preordained, who do not yet even call upon the name of God. And, you know, I was one of those. In 03, I got baptized, but before then, you know, I was doing all kinds of crazy things, believing all kinds of crazy things, or believing in reincarnation and all kinds of crazy things. And so there's, come January 1st, 2013, there's going to be there's going to be some lambs of God out there, and I'm not too worried about. It's not my job to call people to God. The Holy Ghost calls people to Jesus Christ. It's my job to feed God's sheep, which is what Scriptures from America does. You know, but it's my job in my personal life to feed God's sheep, to feed those who are called, and feed those who will be granted repentance. And there's a number of Israelites who are come January 1st, they're going to be, well, that was just a bunch of bunk, you know. And what I've been saying all this time is, well, if there is some mind, I mean, there's logical argument to say that there is no mind calendar. I mean, practically speaking, because no one can put their hands on it or even knows who to go to show them this ancient language that's no longer spoken, read, or written. Whereas I can, you know, I actually possess, you know, copies of ancient Greek, Old and New Testaments, you know, and I can say, here is the ancient document right here, and here's the English translation, and this is what this says, and we have fulfilled prophecy right before our eyes, considering the people, the pertaining to the people of Israel, you know, the New Jerusalem,
right,
being the land of promise, being a land of unwalled cities, and prophecy back when all walled cities, large cities were walled, and a land with an eastern sea and a western sea, a land of rivers, and cattle too numerous to count, people too numerous to count, and all the prophecies of the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob throughout our history, you know, seizing the gates of their enemies and prospering and what have you, and the kind of people that they would be. And so we have enormous prophecy come to pass, prophecy present right now in the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the New Jerusalem being North America here. And I just want to remind people that the news is an anti-Christ, anti-gospel. You know, I used to pay attention to it quite a bit, and I appreciate y'all paying attention to it, because I learn about a lot of national events from y'all. I live right in the middle of a million and a half people right here in Central Texas, but I might as well be living on some mountain out in the boonies without a telephone or anything. You know, fortunately, I have a telephone.
Sure.
And that's what I have to say in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless God's remnant today.
Well, thank you, Dylan. Thanks for calling in and sharing that with the remnant.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Sure. And he's right. You know, the world puts so much into this Mayan calendar and the end coming, when we actually do have written prophecy.
Yeah.
And not just going to some, you know, what some ungodly, cannibalistic, human sacrificing society did quite a while back. So, well, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this December 15th, 2012. Kind of looks like it's going to be a cloudy, maybe snowy day today. No snow in the forecast, but the sun's behind the clouds this morning.
Looks like it's building up over the Rockies.
It does. It does.
But Dylan said a lot of stuff there. John 17, I mean, that's the real Lord's Prayer, because that's the Lord praying to the Father. The one we call the Lord's Prayer is actually his instructions for us to pray.
Yeah.
But John 17, I mean, there's a lot of, if you want your confidence boost, read the prayer that Jesus gives, because, and like Dylan said, nobody can pluck one of God's from God. Only God can do that. And we are all called by God. We're not going to do the calling, you know, like Dylan said, but we can all witness.
Mm-hmm.
We can all witness what we believe, and hopefully we have proof texts to go along with it, you know. And if God uses one of us, if he uses Dylan to do his calling, great, you know.
Right.
But Dylan said a lot there that, you know, that you can really, you really think about it. Gives you some confidence and kind of uplifts you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, guys, the Stack 6 is going off like a Christmas tree here. We better go back to it. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, Richard.
Good morning.
Yeah, Joe out here in PA. Yeah, terrible tragedy. I'm here to tell you. Feel it down in my soul. But it occurs to me that so much is being left out of this debate, and it's strange. Gun grabbing legislation going on. I don't know what they do in China, but they ought to register the knives, particularly the ones about 2 or 3 inches long and bigger. About 9 o'clock in the morning, there's a broadcast that comes on weekdays. It's called BBC World News, and there was a story, very short story, about a minute long, about a Chinese man who broke into some place and cut up a whole bunch of people and stabbed himself, I think.
Yeah, I saw that this
week.
That
story never hadn't occurred. I was listening to that the news about the shooting for about 6 hours. I was working outside yesterday, and they never once mentioned that. It's very tightly controlled countries like Britain and Japan and the Netherlands, and they have their violence. It's in other ways, though.
Yeah.
Some of them do involve weapons, but it's usually the non-whites in the underworld. Here we have almost exclusively white and almost exclusively males who use legally procured weapons.
Well, and that's who the battle's against. Like Jason said earlier, we are in a war. I'm reminded of when the pastor told the story of one of his teachers that was there at Pearl Harbor, and the bombs are coming down, and he said somebody's running around going, war, war, war. The people couldn't believe it. They could not believe it, and that's where we're at now. It's a war. And the white Christian male and the whether it's his hunting rifle or his pistol on his side or whatever, they are the target. They are the target. Absolutely. Yep. Well, Joe, we're going to try to get this other caller on. Appreciate you calling and sharing that with us. Thanks so much.
Talk to you later.
All right. And we'll go to this other line. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers. Hello, good morning.
Dennis calling from Connecticut, Richard. How are you?
Good. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, I just want to read something to you. There's a story here on Yahoo. It says, Bloomberg Super Political Action Committee gun control push off to strong start. The first paragraph says, it's never too soon to talk about politics, specifically gun control politics. When 26 people, including 20 young children, have been murdered at school shooting rampage. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has been trying to launch that debate, and he's off to a good start. So it almost sounds like it was planned.
Oh, it was.
I was in prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in prayer this morning, and I just realized the Lord revealed to me it was definitely a terrorist attack. I think people have such a hard time believing that there's evil people out there that would literally lay down their life, you know, for their quote-unquote cause. But it certainly is, and I think it's not ironic. It's certainly planned. Of course, all the people that were involved were all white. Certainly the majority of them were. There's 20 young children who could have, you know, most likely would have grown up and produced more white children, but unfortunately was snuffed out.
Right.
I think it's, I don't know if the term is ironic, but it's almost like it's planned that all these attacks, almost every year, they happen between Thanksgiving and Christmas. As you know, it's definitely a attack against Christianity. The other thing I wanted to say, I don't know if you saw, there was New York City, there was a guy came up and shot somebody in the back of the head, and somehow the video got out where it showed him bleeding over the sidewalk, and it was a black man coming up and shooting a white man. And I'm just wondering if it was reversed, if it was a white man shooting anybody, you know, they would probably say, oh, we can't show you this because it's so bad, but yet when it's a white man who's murdered, they have to show him laying on the ground and his, you know, blood pouring out of his head. It's acceptable to show that on TV.
Yeah, it makes them feel good. It makes them feel good when they see that kind of stuff. Well, Dennis, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
You have a great day.
Have a great day.
All right. And, again, the phone lines are ringing this morning. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, Richard. Timmy from Maine.
Good morning, Tim.
This attack is certainly deliberate and calculated, cold-blooded. It sounds like another government psyop. I was listening to Butch Paul last night, and he pointed out, he made a very cogent point, that this is very hypocritical. Well, it's right to, feel sorry for the children. We don't even feel sorry for the millions of children that have been aborted the last 40-some-odd years through abortion. And we don't even care about the millions of children overseas we slaughtered through the Afghan and Iraq and other campaigns.
Yeah, good point.
My heart goes out to the parents of the children and the victims that lived through this and their parents. And this is a wake-up call to Christians have got to pull their children out of the public schools. These communist child prisons have got to be shut down. Same with the state universities. Any kind of mass institution just automatically brings curses. I don't care how much prayer and Bible study go on. They're never going to make these institutions right. Any institution that uses force or fraud, it's antichrist. It's not of God. Jesus wouldn't use a point of gun to somebody's head. And we shouldn't try to make a corrupt institution right. And that's it, brothers.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
All right.
And he's right. You could say no matter how much, Bible study, anything, and no Bible study goes on. You know, it was mentioned earlier, well, they've removed God from the schools. Why should he be there to protect them? Why should he be?
And he also had another point there that too many of our people try to help save the unsavable.
Yeah.
They want to correct and they want to. I mean, it's like going into a whorehouse to save people. That's probably not the place you're going to find too many people that want to be saved.
Right.
You know.
Right. They're doing what they're doing. Yeah. They want to do what they're doing, and they want to continue, and they don't want to hear anything else.
Yeah.
Well, got an article here today. A Christian radio host says God didn't protect kids in shooting because we told God to get lost.
Yeah.
And this is guy's name's Brian Fisher, I guess, but he said God could have protected the victims of the massacre, but didn't because God is not going to go where he is not wanted. And so if school administrators really want to protect students, they will start every school day with prayer.
And
amen.
And back when this nation used to do that, you didn't have 20-year-olds with personality disorders steal handguns from their mother and walk into schools and shoot up a kindergarten class.
Right.
And I know we got callers. If you'll just hold on, we wanted to say one more thing. Jason, listen to your program with Rich McClone last night, and you know when you guys read Psalms 91, I had an Acres of Diamonds man on the ministry call me not too long after that, and I was able to share that with him that Psalms 91 is true, but who is it for? Who is Psalms 91:4? People say, oh, well, see, God didn't protect those children. He wasn't with those. Well, it starts out, it's he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You know, yeah. When you're out there just neck deep in the world and the knowledge of God has been taken away from you, it's like Hosea says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Well, we need to start recognizing who the enemy is.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get, I go back to this liar thing. I mean, it's, when you are continually lied to, you need to recognize, and even if it's on a personal basis, you need to figure out, that guy's a liar. Why do I keep listening to him? You know, recognize it. Yeah. I mean, you have the unseen war, you know, and you have all this stuff, this, these huge, big, huge things. But if we're going to, you know, it's like the scripture Jason read earlier. If we're not going to receive the love of the truth, and we're going to believe these liars, and that's what they are. I mean, every man has lied. There's no getting around it. But there are liars, and you need to figure out who the liars are.
Yeah. You know? Amen. And until you do, you're going to always have that deluding spirit.
Yeah.
Always will. That's the... takes us back to baptism. That's the importance of baptism. Is that old man that believes the lies, that wants his ears tickled, that has that deluding spirit sent upon him, has to die. Has to die in that watery grave of baptism. And if we will die and join Christ in that death, then we can join him in the glory of his resurrection. We get that gift of the Holy Spirit that opens our eyes to those lies. And filters what comes into our ears to where we can realize that, wait a minute, that's a lie. That's a lie. You know, when you mentioned earlier, or somebody did, that, oh, Obama said we have to take meaningful action regardless of politics. And then you got Bloomberg talking about, hey, this is politics. We're pushing gun control. You have to be able to see and hear, when you hear an abomination saying that, what it is he's saying. And that it's not for the good of the people, but it's against the people.
Well, how do you know what a lie is? You have to know what the truth is.
Absolutely. And how do you know what the truth is? Where do you get the truth?
Well, it depends on the truth that you're seeking.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, if a person isn't going after truth, how are they going to know what a lie is? They're not going to. That's the point.
Right.
Yeah. You know, people've got to go after the truth, what is right, in order to discern what is wrong and what is false.
That's a very good point. And I think that's why so many don't find it, is because they're more concerned with the lies and believing them instead of wanting to know the truth. And when you know the truth, it seems like I read somewhere it says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall keep you in chains. No, the truth shall set you free.
Well, first of all, you might want to just wake up a little bit and see who's deceiving that's around you. See who the slanderer is. See who the false accuser is. See who is bearing false witness against somebody. I mean, there's things that you can just, you know, you can just look at right in front of your face, you know, and that you might want to start there with truth.
That's a start. Absolutely. It is. Well, thanks.
Well, on a positive note, I'm baptizing one of my good buddies today at noon, and a young man who was a Marine and who works for me, that I've been working on for some time, finally come to the realization he's about to be a father, and he knows that he can't do it on his own. So
that is,
I'm
great.
Excited. Yeah, that's what you guys know. Definitely.
That river's going to be awful cold today.
It could be a river. Fortunately, his uncle has a pool, and he kept it heated just for this reason. So oh, praise God.
That's great. You know, another positive note, and then callers, will get right to you. Got an email that was sent at 4 o'clock this morning from Joyce in Florida. It's three paragraphs, but just saying the prayers she asked for were answered. She was baptized correctly according to Acts 2:38. She's been partaking of weekly communion with us on the internet. And so there's just another good positive this morning. People are still coming to the truth. They are.
Angels rejoice.
Amen. Well, let's just see if we can go to the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for calling into Coffee, and thanks for holding.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind telling you. I just wanted to cry last night. I didn't hear about it until about 6:30 in the evening. I heard about it. And that prayer that you play at 8 o'clock this month was really, I don't know, it was really the spirit put that prayer in that spot at that time. I think the next time you hear it, you'll realize that hour of prayer last night at 8 o'clock, that was really heartfelt and fervent. And I just, what kept going through my mind is that the pastor had a message, and it was toward the end of his life, kind of late 2010, and I think, I have a feeling he realized he was on the way out. And I remember, and it was just almost bitter, he says, they're not going to, I'll paraphrase that, they're not going to go after you, they're going to go after your children. You know, and it wasn't a happy message. And just before this morning, you played this Hindrance is a Prayer, and I've heard the last half hour of it or so. And he was talking about it. Prayers have to be effective and fervent. And, you know, God's got a way of bringing that about. If there's some fault or defect in our prayer, he gets to the point where he just has to do it. I don't know. It's just, you know, this morning I'm just angry. You know, and it's obvious. It was obvious from the beginning. This is part of the package that they've been doing.
Right. That's right. Part of it. Well, Bill, thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate that. Thank you. And we'll stay with the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, this is Kevin in Ohio.
Hi, Kevin.
I want to point people to just a couple quick things. We easily say this thing about mind control people, and there's such an amount of aggressive ways that they can do that. They can turn this on and off any day they want to. Just look at their electronic games and all that, and all what young people are fed. And I believe this was a blood sacrifice. People need to concentrate on what we are doing around the world. Ever since the morning when I watched a bunch of children blown up in front of me in the Nam, and watched the mothers pick them up in little pieces and put them in cloth, little pieces of flesh all over, I've known it since I was 18. And I'll tell you what. We don't talk about the people in Kosovo, the white people, the Christian people. We don't talk about the Christians in Syria. We don't talk about them in Egypt and everywhere else. We're blowing them up by the thousands. And this is just a way for this beast to come back and feed on itself. These are cancers that grow from all that. And now what they're going to turn to is their pride. The same thing that took down Sodom and Gomorrah. Pride. They turn away from their God. I pray for this ministry every day, constantly. God bless you, man, and thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for sharing that with us and with the remnant.
Thanks, Kevin.
I think this has struck home with a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of the remnant.
Can you turn up the callers at all? Because I can't hear them very well.
Well, if I get them any higher, I get an echo. I don't know if they've got if they call in with the radio on or what, but
can you hear them good, Jason?
No. Well, yeah, I can hear them pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can hear you guys pretty crystal clear, but just the callers I can't hear very well for some reason. Kind of hoping that would.
Yeah, I don't know. Still got a little work to do, I guess, here on the rack.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no shortage of things to pray for and against, that's for sure.
Amen. Amen. You know, you talked about getting to baptize someone today. We have at least one person scheduled to come to church on the 23rd to get baptized, and had a person call in yesterday that wanted to come in January. And said he, if he could work it out, he's coming in from Fargo, North Dakota. And he's a friend of one of the men that calls in on the Wednesday night prayer chain from Fargo, North Dakota. I guess it's North Dakota, South Dakota, somewhere up there. Fargo, how about that? And
North Dakota.
Yeah, so he's wanting to. So he made mention too, depending on the weather and his schedule, he may try to roll in on the 23rd as well. So that's encouraging to me. I hope it's encouraging to you and to you, the remnant out there, that we are continuing to see one here, one there, two there. People that are having their eyes open, that are realizing that is how we dwell in the shelter of the Most High and abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
Contact the blood of Christ.
When we contact the blood of Christ, when we do that. And then his all the promises are there. The promises of a perfect life with no problems, no. But the promise of the truth. And the promise of being able to walk in his ways and have him walk there with us. So, well, we are almost out of broadcast time this Saturday morning, the 15th of December. We thank all of you that called in. Thank all of you that are joining us out there, listening in on WTWW Shortwave. Make sure you keep that shortwave station and the people that are laboring there in your prayers. For those that are tuning in on the internet, for those that are tuning in on audio satellite. And we do ask all of you to come to church with us tomorrow. You can go to our website, scriptures4america.org. Click on the live video stream starting at 10 o'clock Mountain tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central and noon on the East Coast. And plan on joining us for a two-hour service. We'll have a good scriptural insight and study. Introduction by John. You get to see him. We'll have some good music. Shannon and I will have some good music picked out. We'll have a communion message and a Holy Spirit-inspired sermon by Pastor Peters. So
keep the solemn assembly in your prayers, too.
Yes, absolutely do that. We're making kind of final preparations for that. People are we're speaking with them about just what we're doing there. So keep that in your prayers. And if you can't, if you're not set up and you can't attend with us here, then we do ask you to join us on Saturday the 29th for a day of prayer and fasting, crying out to our God. There's, as John said earlier, there's certainly plenty to pray about. There's much to cry out to him for. So, again, thank you for joining us. Our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stay high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. soon will be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.